to Discover Health, where we help you take control of your health so you can transform your life. Your host, functional medicine expert, Dr. Trish Murray, is on a mission to help every baby boomer age with dignity and grace.
So hello, everyone. This is Dr. Trish Murray, physician, author, and the Health Catalyst speaker. And here on our episode today entitled DNA Hacker Secrets, I'm interviewing Dr. Brian Ramos. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Good, and you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, Brian and I met. We went and we were both instructors or leaders at a retreat recently in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and we had a ball. That was such a fun time, wasn't it, Brian?
Oh, it was amazing. I wish I were there right now.
Yeah. It was pre-COVID-19 insanity. So we were sort of in paradise for a week, and then we sort of came back to all hell broke loose, didn't we, Brian?
Exactly. I have to cancel all my events.
Oh, yeah. That's a big problem right now for so many people. But Laura, of course, we still can do these interviews and give people insights and keep teaching and speaking and exposing people to these amazing ideas about, for example, being able to hack your DNA. So I'm really excited about this conversation with you today. So I'm going to read your bio here and fill people in on a bit of your background, which is pretty amazing. So why don't I get right to it? It's Dr. Brian Ramos, affectionately known as Ram by his closest students and clients, earned his bachelor's degree in clinical microbiology from the University of Puerto Rico, Mayagüez, in 1999, before obtaining his PhD in neurobiology from Yale University in 2005. Dr. Ramos is a neuroscientist, author, stress specialist, and a yoga master. He is a teacher, not a speaker, with a powerful voice in the mental health field and an advocate of reconnecting with nature to establish health and harmony, not just in ourselves, but also in the ecosystem. He is the creator of the Art of Stress-Free Living Retreats and his revolutionary DNA Hacker Mastermind group, where he teaches how to master the art of living stress and disease free. Dr. Ramos is the author of numerous publications in the area of neuroscience and molecular psychiatry, with a special interest in stress-related disorders, functional enhancement, and anti-aging. He has studied advanced yoga practices for close to 20 years in an effort to discover self-realization and master the techniques he teaches his clients and students with the goal of freeing them of stress, disease, and fear. He works from within and without to reprogram your entire body and transform your relationship with it. So, wow, Brian, that's quite a background and very intriguing, the different things you work in, how you work with people. So one question I love to always start with everybody is, because we all have our story of how we got to where we are, how did you come to be of service the way you are presently?
I think I've always wanted to do something of service. I've never really been interested in money, pride, prestige. So anything that I do, even if I charge for something, it's never with the intention of me taking that money for myself. I always view it as energy to serve more. So at a young age, I had a really good role model in my dad. For an era where people, health wasn't what it is to them, fitness, my dad was ahead of his time. He wasn't like as perfected, I think, in the mastery of art of living as I think I am at this point in my juncture in my life. But for the time that he lived, he was a great inspiration. And so at a young age, when I was in college already, I was already starting to delve into this and start to research. I've always been an advocate of direct experience. So I've always tried to, whatever I am going to be teaching, I want to be a master of. I want to be a role model of. I don't like to teach something and then I'm not really a good role model of what I teach. And so at a young age, I was already kind of striving towards that. And I remember this moment where I got sick And my dad saw me struggling because he knew I was trying to figure out how to live more, at that time, I guess, more stress and disease resistant, not free. And he goes to me and he goes and says, do you know that even Jesus got sick? Trying to say somebody that we hold in high regard had a physical body. The physical body is susceptible to certain problems, and therefore you should accept that you have that disease. And so I understood, I was appreciative of what he was trying to say, but I took it to heart. And I said, no, there has to be something better. Soon after that, before I graduated from college, he passes away from a brain aneurysm. He had high blood pressure and didn't take the medication. And he never made it back from surgery. And so now I'm thrust into the adult world, really as a child still. And I have to move to the United States to graduate school. So from Puerto Rico, an island in the Caribbean, to the Northeast in New Haven, Connecticut. And I got really sick that first year, and I was struggling with depression, and I really wasn't fitting in with the medical model. I fit in more like with the model that you represent. And so I was really struggling with that. I was even considering leaving the graduate school to go to medical school, and even took the MCAT and was doing the round of interviews at Yale School of Medicine. And I was really struggling with all this. And then I said, you know what? I need to finish this. This is something that I'm going to be teaching, some fundamental things that I think you see in my first book, The Art of Stress-Free Living. And so I pushed through that, and I realized that I needed to develop some way to figure out how I could live stress and disease-free and how that could translate into helping others. And so after many years of research, many years of experimentation, especially with myself, direct experience, I learned to marry a lot of different Eastern and Western approaches to really epitomize holistic health, because I feel that the new master and sage of this era is one that embodies holistic health and embodies certain principles that I think in the past were not followed out of ignorance, I think. And so I think that about 5 years ago, I got to a point where I had this dream that this woman approached me and said, now is the time to begin. And so from that point on, I started writing a book that I haven't published yet called Voyage from Human to God. And I found this coach that mentored me, helped me with starting the whole thing, that this whole movement. And that's where I wrote The Art of Stress-Free Living, which is officially my first book published. And then I just took it on from there, and I really enjoy it. I do it more out of service. And I like, you know, I make videos on YouTube. I'm doing Hacker Secrets, and I like to like teach people how they can actually do this. I like to host events, The Art of Stress-Free Living retreats, and try to teach people all these little, I don't like to call them secrets because they're not really secrets, but, you know, little tips and different suggestions on practices and lifestyle changes. And I think some things that most people don't know. So I have a video series right now on coronavirus prevention that I'm doing. I already did part two, and it's going to be like probably a five-part series.
Well, Brian, you know, I love asking that as the first question, because I hope the audience gets it, that we're all human, and no matter where we are in our level of consciousness or mastery of this or that, we all have our story. And we experience successes, and we experience failures, and we experience joy, and we experience sorrow. And it's our path that brings us to where we are today. And for those of us, and many of us out there, it's to be of service, to help others, to not maybe have to go through what we've been through. Would you agree with that? Is that kind of what motivates you?
I mean, 100%, because if everything had been food sped to me, if everything had been easy, if I had not had to struggle, work hard, have relationship issues, have work issues, have life existential issues, struggle with my own, finding my own direction and purpose, which led me to struggle with depression. And if I hadn't had all those struggles, I wouldn't be able to teach people all the ins and outs. So I know exactly what, when I work with somebody, I know exactly what they're going through, because in some respects, maybe not the exact same way, I've gone through something similar. And so I think that by us having that story, it allows us to really better relate to somebody else's struggle. Because, I mean, if getting to the mountain is easy, then then nobody would need any help. So when I reached the summit, I turned back and I said, it's not worth being up in the summit if I'm not able to go down and help others get up and really enjoy the freedom that comes with reaching the summit. And so, you know, that's kind of like the Bodhisattva kind of view in Buddhism, where life is really, you're meant to enjoy every aspect of life, and just don't enjoy just the state of union, the peak, but enjoy also the dense and the dark aspects of life, because even in those dark aspects and in the struggle, there's a lot of beauty and a lot of growth.
Absolutely. And I live, you're in Florida, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm up in the mountains of New Hampshire, and there's sort of a saying I like to say to people, it's not about the peak, it's about the hike.
Yes,
exactly. You know, because, yeah, up here there's 4,000 footers, and so people do the, you know, it's about the peak, and peak baggers, they're called. And for me, a lot of times I say it's not about the peak, as much as I like to get there, and it's exciting to get there, of course, but it's not about the peak, it's about the hike.
Yeah, and I think people sometimes lose that perspective. They're going on the hike and they're thinking about the peak, or they're thinking about the starting point, the past. And so I always say that it's only in the present that healing can occur. So we miss out on a lot of power and a lot of energy and a lot of growth because we're not fully present in the moment. Enjoy every step, especially when you're immersed in nature, so that you can really grow. You can really become intoxicated with the beauty that life has to offer.
Yeah. So people feel, Brian, that stress and disease are a natural part of life. Is this true?
Well, I mean, if you were to ask anybody on the street, they're obviously going to say it's true. So I was at an event with Tony Robbins last year, and I was in a group, and I was talking, and we're talking about what we did, what was our business about, and they asked me, there was this guy standing there. He has a very famous podcast, business podcast. And I said, I'm in the business of teaching people how to live stress and disease free. So he turns over and he looks at me and he goes, you lost me at that, because stress and disease are a part of life. So you telling me that you can be stress and free already tells me I can't believe you. And so I think that that's the perspective a lot of people take. They have forfeited the control outside of themselves. So a lot of people, I have this in The Inner Hacker Secrets, my second book I'm working on, in a chapter, it's excellent on transformational vocabulary. So a lot of people, the way that they speak internally about themselves, or even they may verbalize it, is forfeiting the control. They may say, this relationship makes me miserable. My boss makes me so angry. So-and-so makes me so stressed out. And so by continuing to have that mentality of projecting something outside as the source of the problem is what leads to me then being vulnerable. Even when with disease, we have externalized the idea of a disease into a pathogen, let's say, a bacteria or a virus. But in reality, disease is a vibrational phenomenon that may crystallize and take form of a virus or a bacteria. So even if it were man-made, a man creates a virus, or in the lab designs, which we can do now, designs a bacteria, they are crystallizing something, a thought form, into a material form that now, if I am susceptible, I can get sick. So I heard a student once say, which I found very interesting, there was somebody by then that was coughing. It was about a year ago or so. They coughed or sneezed, and then the student goes, oh, get away from me. You're going to make me sick. And I step over and I go, as a learning opportunity, I go, don't say that they're going to make you sick. You will get sick because you already are sick. And until people don't realize that the disease lies within you, somewhere in your consciousness, the source, the cause of the disease, whatever it is, because majority of the times we think of a disease as being purely physical or genetic, those are very rare. And medicine will eventually expunge them from this planet, because we're in the process of being able to correct that. Meaning that I could have a couple that I could guarantee that they will not have a child with a certain genetic condition. 99.99%. So we're getting to the point where that small percentage of diseases that seem truly physical will no longer be. And so what I want people to know is that as long as I have in my head that idea that that is a part of way of life, it wasn't until I said there has to be something better, and I sought it with zeal, with perseverance, I kept pushing and finding, then I found that the answer was yes, you could live free of that. And I've tested it before.
You know, that's a really interesting whole concept there. And the essence that, you know, in the functional medicine world, we talk about epigenetics.
Yes.
And I think people get it that, you know, what you eat and the level of stress and how much you drive yourself and whether you're getting sleep is all part of, absolutely, I think people can wrap their head around that part relatively easily in that transition from traditional thinking in the past of everything comes from your genetics. Because it doesn't. We all have risks of certain genetic weaknesses, of course, based on our genes. But again, your epigenetics, we have learned over last decade or two or more that our epigenetics is more important for what genes get turned on that might be bad or good. So again, I think people can wrap their head around that. What I'm finding people don't seem to quite get yet, or they can't quite wrap their head around, is their emotions and their energy being involved in the epigenetics. Meaning I'll have people that don't really see that they're in stress right now, but let's say they had a very stressful history of in their life, and they can't seem to connect with or wrap their head around the fact that their brain function or their brain waves might be programmed to be too fast or out of optimal function. And the idea of doing therapies, and there are so many out there, to try and help quiet our energy, balance our energy, quiet our mind, and again, get into a more spiritual place and a connection with universal global thoughts and feelings around positivity. And the idea of, like you're talking about, someone's not going to do something to me. I am the one in control of it if I look at myself and keep looking in the mirror and bring balance into my life and work hard at that on a regular basis. Would you agree on kind of what I'm bringing up?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's just, I think that people don't realize that my mind or my consciousness, my brain is an oscillator. It generates fields, energy fields. These energy fields influence the cells. And so at the level of the nervous system, let's say somebody who's constantly stressed or anxious, how are they influencing their cells? Well, their nervous system is going to start to release through their genetics. Imagine them as strings, oscillation, impacting the strings of DNA. Now the DNA is producing a subset of proteins, a proteome, it's called. So my collection of genes is called my genome. My collection of proteins is called my proteome. The proteome is the tools of my cell, is what I see. And so what people must understand is that my state of mind, my state of consciousness is generating a field. That field is creating a chemistry that is changing the program of my entire body. Because my cells have receptors for these peptides or short, small proteins, of which there are thousands. And so if I'm constantly in a certain state of mind and I don't take a break, let's say, as you mentioned, to quiet down, to reset, then all I'm doing is programming my body to be in a certain state of pathology, that I'm altering my cells over time. And as I do that, I lock my body and my cells in a certain state. So really, my body is a product of my subconscious mind, of my consciousness. And so my biochemistry will be reflective of what I've been doing over the course of weeks, months, or years. And so that's where I think the real key is in recognizing that, yeah, it's great. I need to get my rest. I need to eat well. I need to do exercise and all sorts of stuff. But at the end of the day, the real switch, the real key to all this is how am I self-regulating myself so that I generate the right fields that generate the right programs that are being secreted by my nervous system that are going to be influencing the rest of my body. And then in turn, my body feeds back to my nervous system and everything is in harmony. And if I am in harmony, then I can be more closely in a state that is free of mental or physical ailments, whatever they may be. And if I'm not, let's say I just had surgery. If I am in that state of harmony, I will recover faster and I will, my symptoms will be lessened as well. And this really is reflective of anything. Like if right now I think I just took a poison, but I didn't, I just took a placebo, then I am altering my chemistry such that I am inducing the toxic state. So the person, this has been shown to be true in studies, even if I take two groups of people, one got chemotherapy, the other got placebo, the about 30% or so of the people who got the placebo chemotherapy, the fake chemotherapy, actually lose their hair. So the process of losing that hair is not purely due to the drug, because there's really no technology or drug that doesn't do what you already have within you. That's why I always say everything is already within you. Learn how to turn it on. Learn how to turn on the right chemistry. And that's why, you know, I have made it a mission of mine to teach people how to do that themselves. How can they turn on those programs so they can become free, truly free of these obstacles?
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting into the what is DNA hacking then, and how does it relate to health and wellness? So let's put that question right out there, because it sounds like you're kind of getting onto that now.
Yeah, so I think I've touched a lot on it. So the idea here is that even if you have two twins, they can both have vastly different outcomes. Sure, it could be environmental. But you could have two twins that go to the same school, have the same parents, eat very, you know, somewhat similar. And you could even have them under the same conditions. I could have animals that are genetically identical, but by exposing them to different conditions, you have different outcomes. And so depending on how my consciousness is affecting my body, I can have drastically different outcomes. And I think at the event, I don't know if I use this example, I use the example of multiple personalities. It's a great example because it's one body, but two different minds or consciousness. Two vastly different personalities inhabiting one body and two vastly different physical outcomes. One personality, same body, could be have an allergy to something and the other one doesn't. One could have asthma and the other one doesn't. One could have a phobia and the other one doesn't. And so what this means is that the DNA is just a blueprint. It's like I go to an architect and he gives me a blueprint for a house, but I'm then the one that's gonna build it. Then I could tweak it and change it and make the house slightly different. I could bring in a decorator that makes the house look different. So in essence, I am the real sculptor because DNAs do not have the ability to turn on or off. Something, this is epigenetics, something has to turn them on or off. What turns them on or off? And I think that Bruce Lipton, for many years now, probably more than two decades, has been talking about this, is that we are the ones that have that ability to do that. And so I sought to kind of take it a little further and really examine, not that you could do this, that you could, in essence, hack your DNA and alter your genetic programs, what you're getting out of your DNA, but how you could do it. How you could do it, and DNA Hacker Secrets Mastermind and the book that's gonna be coming out soon are really an attempt to do that, where I really, when I write books, if somebody gets a copy of The Art of Self-Healing, when I write a book, I really try hard to make it a handbook. So I really want to teach people, if I'm talking about DNA hacking, epigenetics, that you can actually change your genetic programs and change your health, how you can actually do that and why. And to try to find, you know, obviously base it on research and more importantly on direct experience. So that I've done it myself as well.
So how can someone begin to reprogram their cells? What are some of the one or two tips you can give people to sort of, because it sounds like this is what you talk about in your upcoming book. It's called, what is the title of the book?
This one that's coming out is called the same as the Mastermind DNA Hacker Secrets.
Awesome.
So basically, I break it up into different parts. The number one contributor, two things contribute on a silent fashion to alter my DNA. Number one thing you mentioned is stress. Stress is not really an external phenomenon. It's something that you generate. Something people need to understand. You generate the stress. You generate the anxious mental state or the depressed mental state. So stress, you know, people have options. They could run away from the problem. They could fight the situation, or they could hide. They could withdraw. They could break down. And that either approach is not better than the other. And so when I am in that state, again, we must be mindful of the fact that that's altering my brain activity. So one of the keys when it comes to stress is to take micro moments during the day. A lot of people just keep going without thinking and without bringing awareness back to their body. How is their body feeling? How is their level of agitation? I speak to people, and when I'm hearing them speak, I can tell why they're anxious all the time. You can hear it in their voice, in the way that the amount of inflection and energy that they put into how they're speaking. They are generating a lot of these waves of agitation, one on top of the other. And so by me recognizing that and taking pause, it allows me to now recognize that I'm doing something and to start making changes. So for example, one of the best ways in those micro moments, we talked about this at in Puerto Vallarta, is using the breath. Because the breath is not only, and I teach this in my coronavirus prevention video series, the breath is not only a great tool to relax, but it's also a great tool to energize you, to focus you, and to boost your immune system. And so there's a lot of ways you can empower yourself using the breath. Diet is another one. People just don't know how to eat. They don't realize that I taught chemistry for many years, and food is chemistry. And so people don't realize that even, it doesn't matter what you eat, if the majority, if 51% or more of what you eat is cooked, your body responds. This is a study from like the 1930s. I forget the name of the doctor. If more than 51% of what you eat is cooked, dead food meaning, it means you've altered the chemistry, because chemistry, food is cooking, food is chemistry, is altering the chemical components. A bread after you bake it is not the same as before you baked it. Your body responds as if it just got a pathogen put in it, like if you had a bacterial infection. And so I suggest to people, anything that I teach and do, that at least 50% to 75% of your diet should be raw, whole plant-based foods. So a person should make a conscious effort that when they sit down and eat, at least half of what they eat is food exactly as Mother Nature offers it to them. Another component is, which you have a lot more access of than I do, is connection to nature. We are a nature-deprived society, and this is doing away with us at a mental level. It alters our energy dynamics. We need to be in contact with nature. We need to be able to ground with the earth, with our bare feet, be in contact with the soil, be in contact with fresh air, the sounds, the aromas. All of this is, and you know, if people want more information on this and what books to read, I can suggest, or I do reference it in the Hacker Secrets. But, you know, then of course I teach also advanced practices that I've you know, I've taken 2 decades and I synthesize it so that people learn this in a shorter amount of period. I'm doing this in my mastermind, learn 2 decades in 2 months. And also techniques, lifestyle, because holistic health, it's something that you build. It's not something that you buy. It's not anything like that. It's nothing, no technology can give it to you. It's a lifestyle choice, something that you cultivate over time. I see you, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the idea of it's, I say a lot of times, it's a journey. It's not a destination. So the idea that people need to realize that exactly what you're saying, you need to cultivate, you need to make small changes at first and then realize and gain confidence and successes. And then, oh, well, I feel better. And so making changes. I love the idea of micro moments in a day and the idea of using the breath. You taught us in at Puerto Vallarta this breathing technique where we take, I think it was as many as 30 deep breaths in and out, and then you take that final breath in and you hold it for as much as a minute or more and try and just don't take a breath. And then after the minute, you take that breath. And I've been practicing that. It really boosts my energy quite a bit and really clears out, of course, any of the side chatter because you're really focused on what you're doing. And so many breathing techniques that we all teach clients and things, but yours was a new one for me, really do help exactly that, clear out the clutter and get you focused and be able to balance both the nervous system, the mind, and also spiritually, and bring a body pretty quickly into quiet and into harmony. So these are things that I would absolutely feel that, you know, people should be learning how to do on a regular basis. And again, starting with some exercises and different things you talked about as far as diet and breathing and taking these micro moments and then learning other mastery and other mastery. So, you know, let's talk about your programs. What makes your programs and events different from what is currently offered by other speakers or coaches out there?
So I think that the mastermind that is going to be launched in the next week or two, and I am absolutely giving away, I'm giving a huge discount because with what's going on with coronavirus, I really want a lot of people. I'm not interested in making money. I just really want to impact as many people as possible. This mastermind, nobody is really teaching this. I've spent 2 decades really figuring out how you do this. And so you mentioned that breathing technique. I love how when I do some of these techniques afterwards, I can feel like I just, without having taken a massage, I feel like I just got a massage. I just feel like my brain is suffused with dopamine and serotonin, and I just release oxytocin and endorphins, and I'm feeling really, really good. And so I mentioned at that event as well that really what I focus is at my events is really teaching people how they can do this themselves, how they can really integrate it into everything that they do. I don't really want to teach them stuff that, oh yeah, it feels good. You went to an event or a retreat, I had a great time, but then you go back and you don't know, you know, I want them to come back and say, hey, you know, I learned this and I'm trying and it's really working. You know, I love it when on social media, somebody reaches out and says, hey, I've been trying this and it's changed my life. I go about my day differently. You know, I'm not eating exactly how you said 100%, but I'm eating a lot better than I ever have in my life. And so those are the things that I really look forward to at least, you know, making that positive impact that we really don't need anything. I really want to stress that to your audience is that you can learn, and there are people like you as well. Some people out there that are doing great work teaching us how we can actually gain that power, empower ourselves. And so I think that that's a beautiful thing that, you know, one thing that I definitely would like to, maybe we can talk about this later outside off air, is how to get the testing so that you know what things you are sensitive to or allergic to. I feel that sometimes things happen to me, subtle things, a little swelling or something on the hand sometimes I get, that I think may be related to something that I'm eating that I'm not aware of. And some people have to also think about that, that food is not just about nutrition. It has other effects that we sometimes don't consider that could be impacting our health as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, food, of course, is our fuel, and we put it in our mouths multiple times a day. And so many people out there, we're all different. We all have different chemistry. And as you emphasized, food is chemistry. And we put an information to our body. And when we put it in, some foods, some of us are sensitive to. You can have allergies. Yes, people know immediately when you have an allergy. You know, if there's a child that's peanut sensitive, has an allergy to peanuts, and they're in school, they might get a reaction even in the, you know, the cafeteria. Some poor kids that are so allergic can't even, if you will, sit in the cafeteria. And of course, nobody's sitting in cafeterias right now, the pandemic. But one of the gold standard way to identify a person's sensitivities, though, and a food sensitivity, it doesn't get an immediate reaction. It may take up to 3 days for you to notice, let's say, headache or shortness of breath or rash or just bowel problems like IBS. Oh, my goodness, is that a, you know, garbage bag diagnosis? And so many people have it because of food sensitivities. The actual gold standard to be able to identify not your allergies, because you know them immediately, but these food sensitivity and be able to identify them for yourself is to do what's called a comprehensive elimination diet over 3 weeks, 21 days. And I have a program I call the Detox Plus program. So the first 3 weeks, 21 days, is your comprehensive elimination diet. And then after that, though, you do not go, woohoo, I did it, and go out and have a pizza and a beer. Because then you put back everything at the same time and you missed your opportunity while your immune system is quiet to identify what your food sensitivities are by systematically re-challenging the different foods. And again, I have a program on my website, discoverhealthfmc.com, called called Detox Plus Program, that has a guidebook and has 5 videos that tell someone exactly how to implement this process so you can identify your food sensitivities. Now, the only thing I'll also say is that, and that is the gold standard, There are blood tests out there you can have done to test for food sensitivities. The problem with them is they're not standardized from lab to lab. And they, if you haven't eaten something in a while, they may not show a reaction or a elevated antibody. So the gold standard is truly to do the elimination diet. However, if someone's done the comprehensive elimination diet, and they've identified some things and they do feel better, but then months go by and they're like, you know, I'm still not optimal. And we're working on numerous things. And we realize, well, maybe there's an outlier. Maybe there's a food that we didn't eliminate during the comprehensive elimination diet. That is the time that I might consider having the person do a blood test of one of these companies that do the blood test for IgG antibodies to assess for food sensitivities. But again, it's not my number one thing. I usually have a person, because the other thing they learn during the 3 weeks is they shift their lifestyle and they can't go back to where they were before. So you notice they've really shifted things already. So Brian, how do people get in connect with you? How do they get access to your first book? And then also, when is your new book coming out?
So, Instagram is probably the place where I'm most active, DNA Hacker Secrets. So just like the mastermind, just like the book, the mastermind information and the book for that, the pre-order, I wouldn't pre-order the book right now. It's going to have to be bumped further because of the coronavirus. I have to delay some stuff. But you go to DNAHackerSecrets.com for the Art of Stress Reliving, the book, and events that are on hold right now, that will be artofstressfreeliving.com. So they can find more information there. They can send me a message. And of course, DNA Hacker Secrets is the best thing because that's where you can join the mastermind. I'm really giving it away, 75% off what I normally would charge. And I'm trying to give it away, make it affordable so that people can now, seeing that they can't go anywhere, they can join me in an 8-week intensive program where I'm going to teach them the ins and outs 2 decades in 2 months. So I'm really going to go deep dive with whoever wants. I'm going to have a group in English and a group in Spanish. So because I'm going to try to serve the Spanish community, I speak Spanish as well. And so those are the best places to reach me. And of course, they can get the book. If they reach me privately, they join, obviously, the mastermind. They get copies of both books. And they will also get the advanced reader's copy of my book, the third book, which will be Voyage from Human to God, where I will take people on a voyage from being a human to what is it, what does it mean to become a God? Really discovering and self-realizing the power that you have within you and to really now start to live. Because I think that you don't live until you really truly awaken and you realize that there's a lot more to life than you're experiencing. And so my voyage initially, I thought that I was gonna teach that at first, but then I realized people have a lot of obstacles. I had a lot of obstacles. So I realized, you know what? I got to go back and I got to teach some things so that to get people ready. So my goal is to get people to conquer those two big obstacles, which are the mental and physical ailments, mainly stress and inflammation, which are the ones that are operating in the background, doing away with us slowly but surely.
Absolutely. So very powerful, folks. Definitely go to DNAHackerSecrets.com or ArtOfStressFreeLiving.com and check out Dr. Ramos, because these are some really powerful ideas that he's got going on. And the mastermind program, I'm assuming, is done online, right?
So that's going to be weekly coaching with Q&A. There's a private Facebook group that people can ask me anything. And if there's something more specific, I try to make it very engaging and personal and very active. So as well as there's a members area where I upload content for those members. So it may be something specific like for skin health or for a specific technique for boosting immune system that I may not cover in the coaching session. So it's going to be have a lot of tools that I think are going to be very valuable, especially at this time, even after coronavirus is gone. I'm telling you, there is nothing greater than living without the burden of having to think that you're going to get sick or that your aging process should be linear decay over time. You should peak and you should sustain that. I'm 44 and there is absolutely no comparison between me now and me when I was in my 20s. And a lot of people think, oh, when I was in my 20s, I was in my peak. Now everything hurts and now I'm in pain and whatever. And it should not be like that. I promise you, it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't matter where you start. I have clients that are in their 60s and they're doing pretty advanced stuff and they're not sick. They don't go to the doctor. They don't take medication. They run marathons. They're doing things that a 60, 70 year old, you know, we think of as shouldn't be doing. We can have a body that metabolically speaking, internally, you do measures, it looks like, for all intents and purposes, like a 30 or 40 year old body, even if it's 70 year old. So, and you know it, when you change the way you go about your life, it just makes a huge difference. When you eliminated certain things from your life, you just change your lifestyle, it made a huge impact on your life.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, if people just take a step and then another step and then another step, I can remember looking back. I look back now. Oh, my goodness. Like you say, if I look back at my 20s, I'm a completely different person. And, you know, I don't essentially get sick anymore. So it's, you know, and the idea of the coronavirus right now, it's like health is wealth and health is going to give you everything. So you need to start working on it. So many people just put it on the shelf and think it's always going to be there, and it's not. So we need to focus on it, and we need to focus on ourselves, because you got to look within. For all those things where we were talking about how people say, well, you're going to make me sick, they're not going to make you sick, you make you sick. And the idea is we got to look within, and we have to bring it back to balance and harmony so that we are in control. So, Brian, I'd love to end with asking this question to all of my guests. because I always love the difference in the answers and the variety, is what is your number one secret to living a healthy life?
Oof. I think it's taking ownership, not thinking that things are going to come easy. There is no magic bullet. There's no quick fix. If somebody wants holistic health, it is something that with loving care, you sculpt. You are the master artist. Your canvas is there, ready and waiting for you to paint it the way that you deserve. And so it requires patience and perseverance and love. So if I truly love myself, I'm going to treat myself as a temple that I honor. And so when I take that loving approach to life and to myself, then I change everything that I do. I change how I relate to others. I change how I relate to myself. So there's even ethics involved that are extremely powerful. So I think that that's the key, is like taking that ownership and saying, today is the day that I begin to reclaim that health, so that, as you said, we can have wealth. Because with a body that is well sculpted, and I don't mean, you know, big biceps, I mean a true body, because, you know, I wanted to end with this, is a real story here in Miami-Dade. There was a news of this guy who died of coronavirus, 40 years old. So his partner was saying that, oh, he was young, he was healthy. And so oftentimes I feel that people are mistaking health and fitness. They see a person that looks fit and healthy, but in reality, if you look within, they're not really that healthy and fit, they're spoiled. And so really, it's really working from within and being patient. Take that time, make the investment, because no matter how long it takes, when you look back, it will 100% have been worth it.
Well, Brian, Dr. Ramos, that's an amazing tip for folks, because take control of your health and transform your life is our mission at Discover Health. And it seems like you and I, when we were teaching together and leading together in Puerto Vallarta, had a lot of back and forths where you would hit tips of that I was just like, yes, and then I would hit a tip, and we really were very complimentary to each other. So this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And anytime you want to have me, let me know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. This is it from Discover Health Podcast. And today's interview has been with Dr. Brian Ramos, DNA Hacker Secrets. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you on the next episode of Discover Health.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the episode and the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, visit us on our website, discoverhealthfmc.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us again next time, so you can truly live and play as long as you want.